prayer to the Celestial Queen for each day of the month. Immaculate Queen, my Celestial Mother, I come onto your maternal knees to abandon myself in your arms as your dear daughter, in order to ask of you, with the most ardent sighs, in this month consecrated to you, the greatest of graces, that you admit me to live in the kingdom of the divine will. Holy Mama, you who are the queen of this kingdom, admit me to live in it as your daughter, that it may no longer be deserted, but populated by your children. Therefore, Sovereign Queen, I entrust myself to you, that you may lead my steps in the kingdom of the divine will. And as I cling to your maternal hand, you will lead all my being to live perennial life in the divine will. You will be my mama, and to you, as my mama, I deliver my will, that you may exchange it with the divine will, and so I may be sure I will not go out of its kingdom. Therefore I pray you to illumine me in order to make me comprehend what will of God means. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Little sacrifice of the month, each morning, midday and night, three times a day, let us go onto the knees of our Celestial Mama, and say to her, My Mama, I love you. And you, love me, and give a sip of divine will to my soul. Give me your blessing, that I may do all of my actions under your maternal gaze. Day 2. The second step of the divine will in the Queen of Heaven. The first smile of the Sacrosanct Trinity over her Immaculate Conception. The soul, here I am again upon your maternal knees, to listen to your lessons. Celestial Mama, this poor daughter entrusts herself to your power. I am too poor, I know. But I know that you love me as a mama, and this is enough for me to fling myself into your arms, that you may have compassion for me. And opening the ears of my heart, you will let me hear your most sweet voice, to give me your sublime lessons. You, Holy Mama, will purify my heart by the touch of your maternal fingers, that I may enclose in it the celestial dew of your celestial teachings. Lesson of the Queen of Heaven, my daughter, listen to me. If you knew how much I love you, you would trust your mama more, and would let not even a word of mine escape you. You must know that I not only keep you inscribed in my heart, but inside this heart I have a maternal fiber that, more than mother, makes me love my daughter. Therefore, I want to let you hear the great prodigy that the Supreme Fiat operated in me, so that you, by imitating me, may give me the great honor of being my daughter queen. How my heart, drowned in love, yearns to have around me the noble cohort of my little queens. So, listen to me, my beloved daughter. As soon as the divine fiat poured itself over my human seed in order to prevent the sad effects of sin, the divinity smiled, and it put itself in feast and seeing, in my seed, that human seed, pure and holy, just as it came out of their creative hands in the creation of man. So, the divine fiat took the second step in me, by carrying this human seed of mine, purified and sanctified by it, before the divinity, that it might pour out in torrents upon my littleness in the act of being conceived. And the divinity, recognizing in me its creative work, beautiful and pure, smiled with satisfaction, and wanting to celebrate me, the celestial Father poured upon me seeds of power. The Son, seeds of wisdom. The Holy Spirit, seeds of love. So I was conceived in the interminable light of the divine will. And in the midst of these divine seas that my littleness could not contain, I formed gigantic waves, to send them back his homage of love and glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. And the Trinity was all eyes upon me. And so as not to be surpassed by me in love, smiling at me and caressing me, sent me more seas, which embellished me so much, that as soon as my little humanity was formed, I acquired the enrapturing virtue of enrapturing my Creator. And he truly let himself be enraptured. So much so, that between me and God it was always feast. We denied nothing to each other. I never denied anything to him, nor did he. But do you know who animated me with this enrapturing power? The divine will, which reigned in me as life. The sixth power of the Supreme Being was mine, and therefore we had equal power to enrapture each other. Now, my daughter, listen to your mama, know that I love you very much, and would like to see your soul filled with my same seeds. These seeds of mine are swollen, and want to pour themselves out. But in order for them to do this, you must empty yourself of your will, so that the divine will may take the second step over you, and constituting itself as origin of life in your soul, it may call the attention of the Celestial Father, of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, to pour themselves upon you with their overflowing seas. But in order to do this, they want to find their own will in you, because they do not want to entrust their seeds of power, of wisdom, of love and of unspeakable beauty to your human will. Daughter most dear to me, listen to your mama. Place your hand upon your heart and tell me your secrets. How many times have you been unhappy, tortured, embittered, because you have done your will? Know that you have cast a divine will out, and have fallen into the maze of evils. The divine will wanted to render you pure and holy, happy and beautiful of an enchanting beauty. And you, by doing your own will, have waged war against it, and, in sorrow, you have cast it out of its dear dwelling, which is your soul. Listen, daughter of my heart, this is a sorrow for your mama, that I do not see in you the Son of the divine fiat, but the thick darkness of the night of your human will. But, take courage. If you promise me to place your will into my hands, I, your celestial mama, will take you in my arms. I will place you on my knees, and will reorder in you the life of the divine will. And so you too, after so many tears, will form my smile, my feast, and the smile and the feast of the sacrosanct Trinity. The soul, celestial mama, if you love me so much, I pray you not to allow me to come down from your maternal knees. And as soon as you see that I am about to do my will, watch over my poor soul, and enclosing me in your heart, let the power of your love burn up my will. In this way, I will change your tears into smiles of delight. Little sacrifice, today, to honor me, as many as 3 times you will come up on my knees, delivering your will to me and saying to me, my mama, I want this will of mine to be yours, that you may exchange it with the divine will. Ejaculatory prayer, Sovereign Queen, with your divine empire, knock down my will, so that the seed of the divine will may spring up within me.